This is Made in Montana News on the Treasure State Radio Network. I'm Jay Scott. State Senate Republicans on Tuesday released preliminary plans for a new select committee that's meant to address judicial overreach. The formation of this committee comes immediately after a major ruling from the Montana Supreme Court last week concerning ballot access. Quote, simply put, Montana's courts are out of control. Senate President Jason Ellsworth said that in a statement Tuesday. They're seizing power that doesn't belong to them and undermining our constitutional system of checks and balances. Senate Minority Leader Pat Flowers, the Democrat from Belgrade, and House Minority Leader Kim Abbott, Democrat from Helena, said Tuesday their caucus would not participate in, quote, a committee that has reached its conclusions before it is even met. According to the draft planning document, the committee's objectives are as follows. Create legislation to, quote, rein in Montana's court's abuse of power. Restore co-equal power among the three branches of government. Create legislation to provide more oversight of the judiciary. Propose changes to legislative rules relevant to court decisions. And create legislation to improve court processes, ensure fair tribunals, have efficient hearings and decisions on constitutional matters, improve voter information, provide for establishment of good factual records, and adherence to Constitution on legal principles. The document also included a line that read, cut judicial branch budget, question mark. The committee may consider, quote, looking more closely at the judiciary's budget as a way to push back on their overreach. That's according to Kyle Smouch, communications director for Senate Republicans. The committee will get $35,000 in tax money set aside by the legislature. Flowers denounced announcing the committee before Democrats had a chance to review the proposal from Ellsworth. Abbott said Republicans were attempting to supersede court rulings against their legislation. Quote, this move by Republican Senate leadership is just a temper tantrum from lawmakers who can't face the fact that the courts are not the problem. It's them and their unconstitutional legislation. We will not be participating in this power grab. They want to take over an independently elected co-equal branch of government. The court's ruling struck down four bills passed during the 2021 legislative session, House Bills 176 and 530 and 506 and Senate Bill 169, which sought to end Election Day voting registration, add new voter identification requirements, limit paid third-party ballot collections, and prevent 17-year-olds from being sent an absentee ballot even if they would be 18 on Election Day. The court struck those bills down under Montana's constitutional fundamental right to vote. Conservatives' frustration with the courts have been a feature in modern Republican politics, as dozens of bills passed by the GOP majority legislature and signed into law by the Republican governor have been stalled or struck down in courts on constitutional challenges. Carroll College President John Check announced that Valley Bank has now the naming rights sponsor of the Nelson Stadium Enhancement Project. Henceforth, Check says, the playing surface will be known as Valley Bank Field at Nelson Stadium. Officially announced in September, Phase 1 of the project includes the installation of a synthetic turf field capable of accommodating football, softball, lacrosse, soccer, and some track and field activities. By Tuesday, the grass playing surface and several layers of dirt had been removed and work started on a concrete retaining wall and softball dugouts. Carroll College Athletic Director Charlie Gross said Tuesday Saint student athletes would be, quote, impacted on a daily basis by the upgrades, adding that a surface previously used roughly 18 times a year would be used once a day. Helena Activities Director Tim McMahon confirmed Tuesday both Helena High and Capital will host Thursday night football games at Nelson Stadium in October. Moving all varsity football games to Nelson Stadium has also been proposed. Father Patrick Beretta, the chair of Carroll's Board of Trustees, blessed the field with holy water and conducted a prayer. Check reiterated his hope of attracting the Montana East-West Shrine Game to Nelson Stadium and said he has invited the University of Montana and Montana State football teams to host spring scrimmages at the facility once completed. Currently, Carroll's football team is scheduled to open its 2024 season on September 7th with a non-conference game against Montana Tech. Nelson Stadium originally opened in 2001. As Carroll College builds its football field, the Helena Regional Sports Authority will likely approach the county commissioners and ask them to put a new sports facility on the ballot for 2025. The HRSA is hoping to build support for the project called the ARC, which will feature a 12,500-seat arena, competitive swimming pool, indoor track, hardwood courts, and indoor turf fields. Supporters say the ARC would fill a long-time need in the Helena area for indoor entertainment and sporting venues and be an economic boom, adding it would attract state and regional tournaments. The ARC will be able to hold statewide events of all kinds, including indoor sports, indoor graduations, and indoor rodeos, with an indoor arena, as we said, would seat 12,500 people. It will have a football field and an indoor walking path for the public to use, especially in the winter when people cannot walk outside. There is a need for more facilities. The current fairgrounds exhibit hall is already booked for every weekend for 2024 and 2025. The HRSA states one of the studies will focus on the benefits the ARC would have in bringing economic development impacts for increased regional tourism and visitation. The other study will look at improved quality of life for residents and tourists, attraction and retention of residents and business, and increased spending throughout the community. A home with an assessed value of $343,000 would pay an additional $200 a year or $16.66 a month on their property taxes. Kurt Seger will lead the Montana Highway Patrol as its new colonel. That's according to the Montana Attorney General's office. Quote, over the past years with the patrol, Kurt has proven to be a great leader. That's according to Attorney General Austin Knutson. Quote, I am confident he has the experience and leadership skills necessary to face the public safety challenges we're experiencing in Montana. I look forward to working with him to continue to serve and protect Montanans. Seger first joined the Highway Patrol in 2003 as a trooper in Northeast Montana. He has also had posts as sergeant in Helena, captain in Great Falls, and a major at the Highway Patrol headquarters before being promoted to lieutenant colonel last year. Seger has been in the role during the interim since the Attorney General announced Steve Lavin's retirement from the post 2 weeks ago. Montana Governor Greg Gianforte will send 10 active duty Montana National Guard soldiers to Texas for a month to help maintain vehicles. He announced that Tuesday, declaring a disaster exists at the southern border that requires Montanans' help. The soldiers are being sent to Texas to participate in Governor Greg Abbott's Operation Lone Star, in which the Republican governor deployed the Texas National Guard and the Department of Public Safety to try to stem illegal boarding crossings. Gianforte said the Montana soldiers would be all volunteers, and they will be in Texas from April 8th to May 12th. Adjutant General for Montana, Major General J. Peter Hronik, said in a statement, the Montana National Guard is, quote, always ready to respond to requests for support from our fellow states. Quote, in recent years, we have provided support outside of the state in response to hurricanes, flooding, and fires. The growth and development in Bozeman in recent years has created a lot of headaches for residents, including regular road and sidewalk closures. The city of Bozeman is hoping a newly approved fee will charge for partial and full street, bike lane, and sidewalk closures, and that the fee will push contractors to limit those impacts. City commissioners approved the fee last March and will be charged based on how many linear feet of a right-of-way is closed. Nick Ross, the city's transportation and engineering director, said that the goal is not to be punitive but to encourage more efficient use of street closures by contractors. He pointed to a recent project on the city's west side where a street was closed for 6 weeks in order to tie to a sewer main. As a west side resident, Ross said it was pretty clear that there was actual construction going on for only about half the time the street is closed. While they're hoping the fees will encourage shorter closure periods, Ross said they don't anticipate the cost will amount to anything more than a rounding error for most projects' bottom line. If you need to hear this report again, please check our Treasure State Radio or KGRT-DB web pages. Made in Montana News is podcast worldwide, with listeners in now 53 U.S. states and Canadian provinces, 3 Native American nations in 33 countries on 6 continents. We also post expanded versions of our stories on Facebook. Made in Montana News is heard on the Treasure State Radio Network, including KMEH, 100.1 FM in Helena, Elkhorn Mountains Radio in Jefferson County, Homegrown Radio in Bozeman, King West Radio in Billings, Rescast Radio on the Fort Peck Reservation, PIVA Radio of the Northern Cheyenne Nation, and Crow Res Radio of the Crow Nation. That's Made in Montana News. I'm Jay Scott. This is the Treasure State Radio Network.